Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esther, the Ziva Kogan Bakarov, and for Chana Reisel, Bas Miriam Rivka, Leida Kalu, Lielid Bari, Vishalim, Baramach, Evarov, Vishasa Gidov, La'arichut Yamim, Vishanim Tovot. We're going to be basing this shir on the Sefer Chidushei Rabbi Ephraim Mordechai, on Maseches Yevamos, Simen Yud Aleph, the Rambam, in the 24th parak of Hilchos Shabbos and Halacha Zayin, writes that Ein Onshin B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to give an Onesh based in on Shabbos. Afa Pisha Onesh Mitzvah Sesei Ein Adocha Shabbos. Even though Onesh is a Mitzvah Sesei, it's still not Docha Shabbos. Ketzad HaReishon is Chayiv B'Vezed in Malkus. O Misa. Ein Malkan also. Ve'eme Misa also B'Shabbos. If a person is Chayiv Malkus or Misa, you don't give him the Malkus or the Misa on Shabbos. Lo Sevar Reish B'Chom HaShvaseich B'Yom HaShabbos. This is an Azhara LeBezed in Shlo Yisrafu B'Shabbos. And I let it burn on Shabbos. That includes Chiyuv Sreifa, of course. That means Chiyuv Sreif, and includes, says the Rambam, Behu Adin L'Shar Onshim, all the other Onshim, whether it's Misa or Malkus, Beis Din is not allowed to carry out these Onshim on Shabbos. That the Rambam writes, that even though it's the Onesh is a Mitzvah's essay, it's still not Docha Shabbos, he is referring to a Gemara in Yevamos of Zayin, that we wanted to learn from a Kal V'Chomer that Mitzvah Beis Din is Doicha Shabbos, because we say just like Avodah, which is Chomer, and is Doicha Shabbos, and yet Ritzicha, the Mitzvah Beis Din, is still Doicha Avodah, you take the Kohen. Oh, it has to die, even in the middle of Avodah, so Mitzvah Beis Din is Doicha Avodah. Shabbos, which is Nidcheis Mipnei Avodah, which is more Kal than Avodah, so it's certainly going to be overridden by Ritzicha, by Mitzvah Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Lamrot that we have such a Kal V'Chomer, Talmud Lomer, Lo Tuvaru Esh B'Chol Moshvatechen B'Yom HaShabbat. You're not allowed to burn this fire, meaning, and we say in the Gemara that Moshavas is referring to Beis Din, that even the Beis Din is not allowed to burn a fire, is not allowed to carry out Mitzvah Beis Din on Shabbos. Now, B'Pashtus Kavanas HaSugya is that in the words Lo Sivaru Esh Du Shteit in Isser Melacha, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's only a lav, and Rav Nassan holds that it's lechalik, to show that it's for each lav you get it for each, after bringing a chatas, for each malach of Shabbos lechalik. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it's for a lav, and the pasuk of Moshe Voseichem is coming to be megale that we shouldn't say the Kal V'Chomer that Ritzicha is Docha Shabbos, even though it's Docha Avoda. That's Pashtus Kavanas HaSugya. And Lo Sivaru Esh is in Isser Melacha. And Moshe Voseichem is telling you that don't use a Kal V'Chomer to be Matir this Isser Melacha. That this Mises Bezin is Docha Shabbos, even though it's Docha Avoda. However, in the Rambam we see that this is a new lav, a new mitzvah. And he's somech on the Yerushalmi, which is brought in the Chinuch and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, to Amar Rav Ila, Mikan Shein Donim B'Shabbos. In other words, there's a lav and a mitzvah mechudesh not to give a punishment, any punishment on Shabbos, even Malkus, even though there's no malacha involved. It's not Pashtus HaSugya. Pashtus HaSugya, we're only coming mitzad the malacha. We're saying that it's just a malacha on Shabbos to give the onish. But Rambam says, no, it's not just a matter of malacha. According to the Rambam, it's more than that. According to the Rambam, it's a lav and a mitzvah mechudesh not to give an onesh. The Magen Avram, the Rekevus and Mishnah explain that Malkus also has an Isser malacha because he's making a chabura. However, the other Achronim don't explain like that. No, it's an Isser and lav mechudesh that you're not allowed to mimanish any onesh based in on Shabbos. And because Shabbos is not Zman Onesh. And so it says famously the Avnei Nezer, that you're not even allowed to give a Nidui on Shabbos. Even to put someone in Cherem on Shabbos is also Asar Al Onesh, even though there's no Malacha. And this is difficult, since we see a special lav not to be manish on Shabbos, like we saw in the Yerushalmi. Why do we need a pasuk that mitzvahs beizdin isn't toch Shabbos? The mitzvahs esse of onish beizdin is, of course, not going to be toch Shabbos. Why not? Because once we learn that there's a lav, there's an azhar not to give an onish on Shabbos, because Shabbos is zman onshim, so it's pashut that there's no more mitzvah esse of onish beisdin. Beisdin already became pater from the chiyuv mitzvah that's incumbent upon them, and therefore there's no mitzvah esse to be docha Shabbos. When do we would need the gilui in the pasuk? We would only need the gilui in the pasuk to tell you that it's asur to give an onish on Shabbos if we think that there's a mitzvah to give an onish, and kamash malan that on Shabbos this mitzvah doesn't apply. But once you establish, as we did in the Yerushalmi, that there's no mitzvah to give an onish on Shabbos, then it's pshita that Mises Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos. There's no more mitzvah. Something, well, you can't, a non-mitzvah can't be Docha anything. So what do we need the pasuk to tell you that the onish isn't Docha Shabbos? Therefore we have to say L'chora that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing with each other. And the Rambam apparently paskins like the Yerushalmi. As the Rambam says, ain't onshin b'Shabbos. Just like the Yerushalmi, there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to give an onshin Shabbos. But then the Rambam says, even though Onish is a mitzvah sese, it's not Docha Shabbos, like the Bavli. What mitzvah sese is there here? On Shabbos there's no mitzvah sese. And then the Rambam writes further, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to give any Onish, or din l'shaar onshin. So you see that the Rambam is holding with the Yerushalmi. Even if you say, ain't onshin b'Shabbos, because it's not Docha, but the Rambam says all other onshin as well. There's no inyan of malacha here, just the etzem onesh. Once you establish that the etzem onesh is atzer on Shabbos, Shabbos is not a time for onshin. Memela, the same would you wouldn't need the gilui of Moshe Vaseichem to tell you not to carry out Mises Bezin on Shabbos. Pashit, why would you think otherwise? And yet the Rambam does bring that. So how can the Rambam on one hand paskin like the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, on the other hand paskin like the Bavli, when they seem to be arguing? Now the Achronim ask on the Rashba in his Tshuvas, who writes that Mitzvah's Yibum is only on the Yavam and not on the Yavam, and so writes the Chinuch and Tavkuf Tzadi Ches. Tavkuf Tzadi Tes. He writes the mitzvah is only noig b'secharim, so too by mitzvahs chalitze. So you see that the Yavama has no chovas mitzvah. So according to them, it's difficult. How do we find that the mitzvah of Yibum is doch alos esem in HaTorah? Only midraban in its aser, except it's there about to be the Ruyushanat or be Yishniya. So you write by the Yavam there's a mitzvah, but what about the Yavama? She has no mitzvah. So how is her non-mitzvah doche alav? Tamua? Pnei Yoshua and Kiddushin and Daf Lama Dalid ask on Tosis and Daf Lama Dalid Dibora Maschil Make. Tosis asks that women who have a special lav, who have a regular lav of yomtiv and don't have the essay of Shabbason because it's a mitzvah esh yisus man grama, it should be permitted for them to be sorif kachim on yomtiv, because the essay of sreifas kachim should be doicha the losasei of isur malacha. Don't say it's an essay and a losasei, because it's not, it's only a losasei. It's no essay of Shabbos. So let the essay of surface kachim be dachal osev is a malacha. And for Tosfos, that women also, we have to say that they have a lav olim. They have a very strong lav, not to do malacha. Memela, that's not nitcha mipnei ha'esay. Ayin shem and Tosfos. So Pnei Yeshua asks, I don't understand. Sreifas kachim is mano biyom v'lo b'layla. So it emerges then that Sreifas kachim is also a mitzvah she'ismesh as man gram anashim apaturas. So if women don't have the mitzvah of Sreifas kachim, why would you think it's docha the lav of malacha and yontif? Only an essay is docha lo sesay, not a non-essay. So that's the kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. So we have a number of wonders here. We have the kasha on the Rambam, who seems to take both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We ask if there's no mitzvah at all to give an onesh on Shabbos, and what's the chiddush that you need a pasuk that you're not allowed to give an onesh on Shabbos, that the Yisr Malacha isn't docha, that the mitzvah of giving an onesh isn't docha the Yisr Malacha. There's no mitzvah of onesh on Shabbos. So what do you need both for? Why does the Rambam pass in both? There's no mitzvah, and you have a special pasuk teaching you that the mitzvah isn't docha the Yisr Malacha. That was question number one. Question number two is on the Rashba. If there's no mitzvah on the woman to do yibum, so how's it docha lo sesay? Number three, the Pnei Yoshua. If there's no mitzvah of Sreifas Kachim for women because mitzvah is man grama, so what's the whole shak of the Tarian Tosis about their essay being docha lo sesay? They don't have an essay. So it would appear we can say as follows. The Grach, in his famous shtickel on Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perakei Halacha Zayin, writes, and the Rambam paskins, that a katan that became a gadol ben shnei apsachim, if they brought for him on Pesach Rishon, Karban Pesach, he's pater now when he becomes a gadol on Pesach Sheni. Frakta Kesef Mishnah, is a katan a bar chiyuva? He's pater. Like it says in Rosh Hashanah, that if you eat matzah when you're a shote, and then a person becomes, not you, but if a person eats matzah when he's a shote, and then he becomes normal, he's not yotzei dechovas matzah what he had when he was a shote, since he was a bar p'tura b'shas kima mitzvah. So who had din a katan? If he eats matzah, he's not yotzei dechovas or l'kishe higdil. Abazoi maishna b'pesach. That he's pater lasses Pesach Sheni likashe higdil. How does he become pater when they shechtu the Pesach Rishon? He was pater then from Pesach. Famous Kesef Mishnah. So Chaim says so. Chaim says that even though he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach because he was pater, but since the Karban Pesach was sacrificed for him, he's no longer chayv to bring Karban Pesach, was my Pesach Sheni, because they sacrificed the Karban Pesach for him on Pesach Rishon. He no longer has a Chovas Pesach, because he was Mekayim the Din Asiyah. Even though there's no Kiyum Mitzvah on his Pesach Rishon, he was still a Katan, but he still did it. There's still a Kiyum Mitzvah, even though there's no... There's still a kiyum, even though there's no kiyum mitzvah. There's still a kiyum. He brought his Pesach. He was mekayim the din akravas, so even though it wasn't mekayim a mitzvah, but that's enough. Furthermore, writes Reb Chaim that even in the din of kiyum a mitzvah, matzah is different from Pesach, because Pesach the ikra mitzvah is chal and the cheftz of the ma'isa mitzvah, which is that akravas carbon. It counts for him. And if the carbon counts the shame by love, it's a kiyum mitzvah memeila. Ubechai gavna, in such an instance, that the kiyum mitzvah is done memeila, then the din is that there's a kiyum mitzvah even on a chay rishayit of a katan. Since from ikar hadinim, they're not mufkaim. Ma she'en kein b'mitzvah achilas matzah, that the etzem ma'isa mitzvah, which is achilas matzah, there's no chalos on the chefza. Just the his chov on the mitzvah, that's what makes the kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, we say that a cherishot v'katan, which aren't b'nei chiyuv, they don't have any din kiyum mitzvah at all. So Pesach, the ikar mitzvah is on the chefza. So once you're mekayim a mitzvah with the chefza, memela the kiyum mitzvah is ole gam for a cherishot v'katan. Unlike matzah, where the whole kiyum mitzvah is only out to the gaffer. Kumtois that there are two ofanei mitzvahs. There's one where there's a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah of the gavra, and then the obligation makes it into a maisa mitzvah. And then there's an instance where the ikar kiyum mitzvah is in the chefza. And if the mitzvah is done on the chefza, and the kiyum mitzvah is mimela, so then you become pater from your chiyuv, even if a person's a cherishot of a katan. Since there was a kiyum done on the chefza, mimela, the gavra is also pater. Efshaloimar, that also with respect to the chiyah, even though there's no chiyuv and mitzvah for the yavama to do yibum only on the yavam, there's a chovas mitzvah liyabe meishas achiv. But the ikar mitzvah yibum is not just a maisa on the gavra. The ikar mitzvah is hakamas binyan abayis, hakamas zera la'achiv. That's a kiyum mitzvah b'cheftza, binyan abayis, and hakamas shein, like the Torah says. And therefore, even though the Yishi Yavam is Petur from the Chovas HaMitzvah, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah, she also gets. So she has no Chova Melchatchila. But since there's a mitzvah on the Chavtza, the Chavtza is Makuyam. So she also gets a mitzvah. So it's enough to have a Zasort mitzvah to pater her, to enable her to be Docha Elosisei. Just like the Yavam essays Docha Elosisei, even a Yavama. Since here there's a Kiyum Mitzvah de Memela by filling the mitzvah on the chefza, she also gets a credit, she also gets a check, she also gets a mitzvah. So memela, that's going to be doche a losa say of any yisr chitun that might be between the yavam and the yavam. And similarly, with respect to sreifas kachim, the ikar kiyum mitzvah is not to do the mice of sreifas kachim. The kiyum mitzvahs and the kachim themselves, that they the mitzvah and chiyuv was done on the kachim. And but zeh, that the mitzvah was done on the kachim, the mitzvah was mekuyam on the kachim, memela, the person also gets a mitzvah. And therefore, even though women are pater from the chayvas ha-mitzvah al zman grama, but they also have a kiyum ha-mitzvah. If they burn the kachim, they have a kiyum ha-mitzvah on the chefza. And memela, it also counts for them. And it's not like shofar and lulav, where the ikar kiyum ha-mitzvah is the kiyum chovas ha-mitzvah. There it's on the gavra. If there's no chiyuv on the gavra, then there's nothing to talk about. And they're pturos. But where there's a kiyum on the chevtza, that's doche losisei. So now we get back to our parsha. The inyan mitzvah misses based in. The ikar kiyum mitzvah is on the nidon that he was mischayev laharig b'misses based in. Al tu biarta harami kirbecha. That his goof has to be removed. And there's also a chiyuv mitzvah and the based in that they should be osek to be mekayim the chiyuv mitzvah of ubiarta rabbi kirbecha. But to be ubiarta rabbi kirbecha is chala in the chefza of the person. It's not a maisa mitzvah of the based in. It starts with the person. You have to remove the evil from your midst. So therefore, even though einachinami Shabbos is lav zman onshin, and there's a special losa say not to give onesh on Shabbos, like we saw in the Yerushalmi. And because of that, Isser of giving an onesh on Shabbos, Beis Din are now putter from their chiyuv. They don't have a chiyuv mitzvah in themselves to be misasik in this nice mitzvah. They're putter from this chiyuv mitzvah. Nevertheless, if they're over on the lav and they punish on Shabbos, they still fulfill the mitzvah. Because on this person, on the cheftza, you're right, mitzvah, their maisa, they weren't supposed to do it. But lemaisa, the ra was removed mikir becha. So there is a kiyum mitzvah on the nidon, on the cheftza of the person. The person's a gavra. But meaning it's not a chiv on the base and bed, it's not like eating the matzah. Blowing shofar, that's a chiv on the person. Here, if Beis Din does it, you're right, they're not a chayv in the first place to do it, they're not allowed to do it. But if they're nicer, they do the onesh, they carry out the onesh, they perform the onesh, so a mitzvah is being done. It's like with the carbon Pesach, if it's brought for the carbon, the mitzvah is being done. The cheftza. So, the maisa onesh that's done on Shabbos also has a kiyum mitzvah. And therefore, we need the drush of the Bavli of Moshe Vosechem. Are you now allowed to do it on Shabbos? Because we could have learned from a Kal Vachomer, from Avoda, that's Docha Shabbos. And Mrs. Beisden is Docha the Avoda. So Mrs. Beisden certainly be Docha Shabbos. And I'll say, Docha Loisa say, the lav of not punishing on Shabbos should be nitche. So you're right, we have the Yerushalmi that says that it's, you're not allowed to give an onesh on Shabbos, but it's, there's still a mitzvah there. Because you might think that you can do the mitzvah on the cheftza. And then that's docha the Yisr Shabbos. Right, there's no chiyuv on me, but there's still a chiyuv on the cheftza to remove the rami kirbecha. And that comes the drush of Moshe Vosechem to say no. And Mrs. Beis Din isn't Docha Shabbos, it's still Aser. And Memela, there's no stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. They're working together. The Yerushalmi starts, or Mishalmi says half of it. There's no mitzvah on the Beis Din to be Mekayim this mitzvah on Shabbos. But you might think there's still a kiyum mitzvah on the cheftza, the raz removed mikirbecha, and that's enough to be docha Shabbos. It's kamashul on the Bavli. No, Moshe Vosechem tells you that it's not, and the Rambam paskins like both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. We should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem lilmod lelamed lishma v'lasas l'kayim is kol divrei salmut harasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom.